Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to answer your questions, issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, acquire knowledge when you're very young, because when you grow up, you're going to be successful and progressful for your society. In this program, we try to give you the tips. We try to give you the information how you can make your children give all that knowledge as young as possible, where you can start up with your children. While on that note, we have with us in our studio today Mr. Salman Akavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Almi of Qum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's an honor. Thank you very much.
It's been some time that we talked about the upbringing, the education, the elements of education, the types of education. You discussed with us the domains of behavior and the relationships. I would want you to give a brief of the previous session so that we can start out with the new topic.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I begin this talk of mine in the name of Allah, the Supreme Absolute Being. Yes, we talked about the fact that upbringing is actually a form of education.
Yeah.
Even informal education. But still, the elements that are there in formal education are also present in this informal education. The six elements of education which we mentioned,
yeah,
they are there. And then, namely, the starting behavior or the entrance behavior, the exit behavior, the behavior which is expected from a person or from a child.
Yeah.
And then you have the child himself or herself who wants to be taught, who has to be brought up.
Who has to be trained.
Who has to be trained, educated.
Yeah.
So it's he's or she is moving up the ladder.
Yeah.
And then the facilitator of that movement is the teacher, the guide, the mentor, who in this case is basically one of the parents or both of the parents.
Yeah.
And then we have the pathway towards that change, the environment, the strategies which are used, the tactics which are employed. They are all there in the fifth element, that is the path.
Yes.
So the learning environment may be the home itself, inside the home.
Yeah.
Outside in the society, or as is the case in formal education, it is in the school or the college or any training center where the child goes.
Yeah,
informal. Or even the gymnasium or the gym or the or any for even sports activities when the child goes for sports, swimming. All of these are learning environments.
Yeah.
And basically in Islam's point of view, one's whole life is learning environment.
Yes, the entire life, a person learns from the cradle to grave.
Exactly. I'll be talking and the sixth element is the change which is beneath the surface, which comes without which the apparent change, the overt behavior, which we want to... The expected behavior cannot come about unless there's a change within, beneath the surface.
Beneath the surface.
And that's the increasing knowledge and the increasing emotional conditions that have to be taught.
That we expect actually from a child.
And the psychomotor skills that he has to learn.
Yeah.
She has to learn to be able to carry out that behavior.
Yes. I will continue the session with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. And we are talking about Islamic upbringing in children. Dear brother, you said that there are psychomotor skills that parents have to be look upon.
Yes, of course. I mean, for that, if we go into the behavior which is expected, you can understand from the classification and the taxonomy of that behavior that I have presented before, and I'm going to go into a little more detail about that,
mm-hmm.
you will very clearly understand where the psychomotor skills come in.
Yeah.
For example, when we are talking about the four relations which we have,
yeah.
which we have to manage in our lives through mm-hmm. proper behavior, whether it is with myself or with my with the society, with other people, even the environment that I'm living in, and with my Lord Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
All of these require skills.
Skills.
For example, when I'm talking about the relationship which I have with myself.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that. When I'm talking about the relationship with myself,
okay.
and my father or my mother has to facilitate in that.
Mm-hmm.
That I learn how to manage myself. What are the things I have to manage?
All
basically,
right.
I have the resources, my personal resources, the personal faculties, the inherent faculties in myself.
Okay.
For example, I'm talking about my mental health.
All right.
Or my physical health.
Mm-hmm.
My physiological and physical health, my mental health, which means the intellectual development, the emotional development which is there within myself.
Yes.
I have to manage that. I have to
take care of that. If anything goes wrong, I should be able to manage everything.
Of course. I mean, I have to manage my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the parent or the mentor has to tell
guide
me how to do that.
You in a way.
Guide me. For example, if my father or my mother, even when I was in the womb of
yeah.
the mother, and the mother was engaged in a subject which had theoretical issues
okay.
in it, like mathematics.
Okay.
Even that thinking of my mother, the way she thought about those issues, philosophical, mathematical,
had impact on the baby.
That would have an effect on the child in the womb.
Okay.
She or he would be intellectually developed.
Okay.
And when I come to to this world, and at a proper age, my parents at home start playing with me
mm-hmm.
Mind games.
Okay.
And for example, Scrabble or whatever.
The block games, the Scrabble.
There are so many yeah. mind games, so many books that are talking to
everything
children.
Everything has impact.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 80th surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Abbas, verse 24 says فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ So let man observe his food.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the development of psychomotor skills. Yes, brother, you were saying that if parents need to work on the mental development, the emotional development, so that a child develops a good relationship with his own self.
Exactly. He is able to manage. So one of those things were the mental and physical aspects. For example, in the physical aspects, it's about food.
Yeah.
Proper food, nutrition.
Okay.
Me as a parent, which is going to facilitate that development, know about proper food,
okay,
nutrition,
mm-hmm,
eating it. What are the proper etiquettes and manners of eating? Okay. How should I eat properly? So these are all psychomotor skills which are involved. One is the knowledge, knowing what type of food is good for my health, for my child's health,
mm-hmm,
which will help his or her physical development.
A balanced diet, yeah,
a balanced diet, proteins and carbohydrates,
the fats, vitamins, fats, vitamins, minerals.
Everything should be balanced.
Okay.
As a parent should know, I should be able to teach my child,
mm-hmm,
indirectly that what I'm giving you is a balanced diet. You have to maintain that balanced diet, okay, chew it properly, wash your hands before going for food. Eating at a proper at a fixed time in the day,
mm-hmm,
all of these are the proper behavior which we expect from a person, from a Muslim child.
So when we are expecting all those behaviors, parents need to have, mm-hmm, particular knowledge about each and every step, first of all, and then apply that on the child.
Exactly. I'll talk. There's a research paper done by a professor from Canada, I think. I don't remember his name, but that was done on a society which is very particular about their children.
Okay.
And that is during pregnancy, that society, the women were engaged. They had special protocols to follow.
Okay.
They would listen to special music. They would listen to study books.
Okay.
Especially mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
And today we see, I don't want to name that nation or people, but they are at the top as far as academic excellence goes.
Okay.
So this is very important. And this is what Islam wants from us when Islam expects us to mothers to recite the Quran during pregnancy.
To be in ablution all the time.
All the time. And taking care of all these protocols.
To recite Adhan and Iqama yourself. Exactly.
And especially the nutrition, the food, the recreation, the sports, activities, going out into the environment, gardening,
mm-hmm,
allowing the children to play in the mud and all these things. They should not be, at least in the initial 7 years, as it is said, 7 years of
the first
7 years, the child is supposed to be the king, a king,
yeah,
or a queen. But that does not mean that he or she is not to be educated or he or she has not to learn anything. Learning has to go on. Education,
yeah,
and learning has to go on. But not in the formal sense.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, nowadays, in many
societies, we only think that the education is a formal kind of education.
Exactly.
And there's informal.
Many societies I know about, we live in, that children are enlisted and admitted into schools before even they are born.
Yeah.
I mean, some societies are there.
Unfortunately.
And at a very tender age of 2 or 3, they're forced to go to school,
mm-hmm,
with books packed on their backs. And this is not education. This is not upbringing.
So education and upbringing is not pressurizing your child. We must know all those levels and steps which we discuss in our program. And inshallah, we'll discuss again in future. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us, you have any feedback, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on these social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also download our programs on our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanullah. God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life. complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws.